Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the noble Quran and the narrations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam and his holy progeny. We have in this studio our guest speaker, Sister Raldia Batul Najafi. Salamun alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear listeners, if you remember in our last episode, we were talking about the physical activity of our teenagers. As we said, if they have well and strong physical body, then they will have a healthy mind. If they have a healthy mind, then it will give us a very, very good chance to guide them towards halal activities and to use their time in a best way.
And not only that, I think this is one of the form of worshipping Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You know, sometimes I really think that most of our time as a human being, yeah, we spend in earning and eating and sleeping half of our life. So Allah has created us to worship Him. Yeah, ما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. So if my purpose of life is worship, yeah, And if I want to do everything meaningful, you know, the way parents, they always say to their children, to their teenagers that, you know, do something nice, be productive. So production comes from where? So Allah, what Allah says, even you sleep, because sleeping is important for your healthy life, healthy mind. So that is, that has reward, that is ibadah. The same way when you are active, yeah, you are having all this halal entertainment, especially with your teenagers, you are in the position of worshipping Allah.
Yeah. So worship does not mean that you just go to the mosque and pray and fast and do hajj and pay zakat and pay khums. No.
When it comes to train, usually parents, what they say, you know, usually they say, go study, go pray, you know, do your homework. You know, always they are just pointing those serious issues of life. Those are there, definitely. Those are very important. But usually we don't say that let's come watch film together. It's sawab, you know. Let's come. Let's climb this mountain. Let's go and remember our prophet when he used to climb the Mount Hira. Yes, just come. Let's go for this ibadat. You know, let's eat together. It's ibadah. Let's go to this restaurant. So because we don't take it in a very positive way, our youth and our teenagers, they run away from us, you know.
So one of the ways we can manage our teenagers' free time is to travel with them.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Siru fil arz. Again.
Quran says, travel on this earth and see my signs.
Exactly. This is a planet, a earth, which
full
an
of
earth
beautiful
which is
things,
beautiful
signs of
bounty
the
of
great
Allah.
Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, this is a little bit expensive, but the parents who can afford this, they must do. So, dear listeners, we will take a short break. Please stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. So, travel does not mean to go to different countries, spend a lot of money.
Within your country. I agree that it's always expensive. Yeah. It's not. And you know, one thing which we have noticed that, you know, the moment you come out from your house, with your teenagers, automatically your mood shifts, and you have a different mood. Different tune of talking, you know, your mindset change totally, and you can changes, and you can focus on so many things which easily you can't when you're just sitting at home. So according to hadith, that if you travel, Allah will give you so many bounties and treasures, and you will get so much in your life, you know, healthy mindset and health, even physical health, and Allah will open up so many doors for you. Yeah. So we don't know about the benefits of traveling.
Yeah, I just remembered a beautiful hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, Safiru tasihu.
Safiru tasihu, yeah.
If you travel, you will, you know, get well. If you have any kind of disease, you will get cured. And safiru taghnimu, this is very strange. Taghnimu comes from ghanima. Ghanima means, you know, you get wealth or some money or some anything, you know, good for you. So Holy Prophet says, if you are poor, you travel, you will gain wealth. This is very strange.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think this hadith of our Prophet is very profound, you know, and we don't see traveling as a source of income and as a source of health. Yeah. We don't take it in that way. We just want to be, you know, therefore sometimes, you know, we are not that much positive. Therefore, sometimes we just skip our traveling. And sometimes we go with so much tension that, how much we are spending money and blah, blah. We don't take it, you know, in a positive way. The way, like, having guests in your house is source of barakah, source of blessing. But if I take it negatively, maybe I will not get the blessing. The same way, we have to change our perspective about traveling, about having all this amazing picnic, maybe inside our country too, in a very beautiful way. The way a Prophet is teaching us.
Yeah, maybe some of our listeners, they will question that, how, if you travel, how can we get the wealth?
Yeah.
In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself replies that Safiru fa innakum in lam taghnimu malan ufittum aqla. Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that if you don't get any wealth, you will get increased in your intellect. Inshallah, after a short break, we will continue this beautiful topic.
Ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal khayrat, ya muqiyal.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Dear listeners, welcome back. So in this hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions a very beautiful point.
Intellectually, you will become rich.
Rich, yeah.
Yeah, richness definitely doesn't mean only
wealth
with money or, you know, dollars and pounds. You will get rich, you know, mentally. And maybe you'll get some ideas, you know, when you open up your mind, you watch and observe so many other cultures, other, you know, maybe you're visiting so many beautiful centers and you get some idea. That we can understand, but there are so many other amazing impact of traveling and mingling with other cultures too, which maybe we don't understand it. So Prophet is saying rizq, for example, or richness doesn't mean only one, that money. It has so many other meanings too.
Definitely. In one hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam also mentions, وَالسَّافِرْ فَفِي الْأَسْفَارِ خَمْسُ فَوَائِدٍ. Travel, because in travel you will get five benefits. تَفَرُّجُ هَمِّن. The first benefit of traveling is you will get refreshed. You know, if you have any burden in your, you know, mentally or physically, if you are, you have some grief in your life, if you go on travel, then you will get refreshed. And second thing is waqtisabu ma'ishatin. You know, your economy will become better. And wa'ilmun wa'adabun. This is very important. Through traveling, you can gain knowledge. You can gain adab. Means, you
some,
know.
Some beautiful,
beautiful
manners.
Yeah. Akhlaq, etiquettes. And wa suhbatu majidin. Majid means good friends. You will get, you know, a very
good
beautiful
company.
Yeah,
exactly.
Good company. By these companies also you can get so many things.
You know, one of the concept in Islam which we have about migration too, like you know, by knowing this hadith, we can just tell our teenagers that look, Islam is very open and very broad-minded. You know, the way Islam says, if you just, you know, move from your place, don't stick with it in one place. Let's move, let's go ahead, let's call people, invite people to your house and go to meet them, you know, by mingling that, by meeting with people and with different cultures, you will learn so many new, you know, ideas and new things.
Yeah.
So Islam is a beautiful, very comprehensive, amazing religion. And we can just attract by this amazing teaching of Islam, our teenagers.
We can arrange for just teenagers, you know, their friends, our son's friend or daughter's friend. We can arrange a small travel for them. Within the country, we can arrange trips for them. This also helps them to get freshened.
Exactly.
Because sometimes maybe teenagers, they don't want to accompany, you know, their parents, their family members. So this is also a good point.
And nowadays, alhamdulillah, there are so many facilities. But we are just discussing these points that if you are having any hesitation as a parent that shall I send my teenagers or not? Traveling is good or not? So Islam is saying always take a risk, you know, send them. Because, you know, if you come out from the house, there are risks. Yeah, traveling is not
definitely easy.
So we shouldn't be so much doubtful person.
Exactly.
Not stuck and narrow-minded. Islam is very open and I love all these ahadiths, mashallah.
And one another and last point, we should not do exaggeration. You know, sometimes some families, parents, they go a lot on travel, which also can cause some problems for their teenagers, especially the teenagers, they don't want to travel or they don't love traveling. So we should keep this point also in our minds. Dear listeners, thank you for joining our program. If you have any question, comments, or any suggestion, you can write us at englishradio@irib.ir and you can follow us on our social media, Call of Islam Radio, and you can visit our website, parstoday.com. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.